Welcome everybody to our service today. Later on we're going to be hearing from God's word in the Bible, and it talks about us teaching and admonishing one another as we sing. We can't sing corporately at the moment, but we're going to start with a song today. And please concentrate on the words of this. Let it speak to you. Let it be your prayer to God today as we approach God in worship. If you're watching at our usual service time, just a reminder that we will have our Zoom meeting at 11:30 today, which will be a communion service amongst other things. And also there are some things in the church that we want to pray about at the moment that aren't appropriate to share within this service today. So if you're able to join us, please do ask us for an invitation and we'd be delighted to see you there.
Now, we had this wonderful version of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, read and demonstrated to us quite a number of weeks ago, back in April. Some of you may well remember it. And the only thing that you need to know that you can all do at home, as I'm reading it and doing some of the other actions, is that whenever we say Christ, then we go like that. Okay. So, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ rules. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, ta-da! Even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you. The glorious you. Ta-da!
And our second song this morning is a song that talks about wanting to please the Lord. If you know the actions, please join in.
I reach up high, I touch the ground, I stomp my feet and turn around. I've got to look funny, but that's alright. I've got to praise my Lord. I'll do anything just for my God, 'cause he's done everything for me. It doesn't matter who is looking on, Jesus is the person that I want to please. I reach up high, I touch the ground, I stomp my feet and turn around. I've got to praise the Lord. I jump and dance with all my might. I might look funny, but that's alright. I've got to praise my Lord. May my whole life be a song of praise, to worship God in every way. In this song the actions praise his name. I want my actions every day to do the same. I reach up high, I touch the ground, I stamp my feet and turn around. I've got to praise the Lord. Jump and dance with all my might. I might look funny, but that's alright. I've got to praise my Lord. I've got to praise my Lord.
Our reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Keep thinking about things above, not things on earth, for you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him. So put to death whatever in your nature belongs to the earth: sexual immorality, impurity, shameful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. You also lived your lives in this way at one time when you used to live among them. But now, put off all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with its practices and have been clothed with the new man, being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created it. Here there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and Christ is in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If someone happens to have a complaint against anyone else, just as the Lord has forgiven you, you also forgive others. And to all these virtues, add love, which is the perfect bond. Let the peace of Christ be in control in your heart, for you are in fact called as one body to this peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and exhorting one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, all with grace in your hearts to God. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let's go. Hello, Squawk. It's good to see you today. What's that? You like my haircut? Although you did quite like it when it was longer. Yeah, when I was a teenager, I used to have really long hair, but it's a lot shorter now. You haven't had your post-lockdown haircut yet. You couldn't book one online. Well, maybe you will be able to. But you have combed it back so that you can see me now. Well, I'm glad about that. And you've been doing something really good. Tell me about it. You've been reading your Bible. What part of the Bible have you read? Paul's letter to the Colossians. And it says, forgive one another as God forgave you. That's good. So Squeak ought to forgive you. And it says, don't get angry. So Squeak shouldn't be angry with you. I'm not sure where this is going. And it says, no filthy language. Yes. So Squeak shouldn't have said, okay, enough. Squawk, I'm glad you're reading your Bible. But maybe it's you that needs to stop being angry with Squeak. Maybe it's you that needs to forgive Squeak. Maybe there's a word you shouldn't have said. Look at me. Really? Yeah, I know. It's not so much fun reading the Bible that way. Oh, Squeak, hello. You've been reading the Bible as well? And God's been speaking to you? And you've got a list? Okay, let me have a look at it. 23 things that Squawk needs to do. Okay, that's enough. Stop it. Stop it, you two. Stop it. Oh, I think I'm glad that you dropped that. Both of you, look at me. I think we need to read the Bible for ourselves. Squeak. I think you need to read the Bible and ask what God's saying to you, not to Squawk. And Squawk, I think you need to read the Bible and see what it's saying to you, not to Squeak. It's easy to see other people's faults. Hey, I want to read something to you from Colossians. There's a Bible over there. Shall we look at it? It says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wouldn't it be great if everything that we did in the name of Jesus? I tell you what we could do. How about we just take a moment or two's quiet and Squeak, you think about what God's saying to you and ask him what it is. And Squawk, you ask God what he wants to say to you. And I can ask what God, thank you for pointing at me, I'm going to ask God what he wants to say to me, and maybe all the people watching can do that as well, see what God wants to say to them. Do you think that's a good idea? Okay, let's be quiet for a moment. And whatever you do, whether you do it or say it, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, our Bible reading today tells us to teach each other wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, we're not live, so we can't all do that together today, but I'm going to give it a go. Are you feeling today that you need some hope, whatever situation you're in? Well, then, In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. And so we could go on. Put your hope in Jesus today. Let the words of that song speak to you. Do you need to know what God's like today? How about this? You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Just tune in to the goodness of God today. You need somebody to look after you today? Well, our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Do you feel guilty? You need forgiving? The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. You need the presence of God now? You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. And Paul wants us to use the words of songs so that they come and they touch us deep within our spirit. Music has a way of reaching into our souls. Now, why do we do this? Because we are to set our hearts and to set our minds on things that are above. There are lots of things in this world that we need to do. And Paul, who wrote this letter, is totally aware of that. He writes very practically about what we are to do. But our hearts, the real us, is to be centered upon Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has died, because Jesus has risen again, because Jesus is seated at God's right hand, and our lives are there. This life that you see, this life in this body, is just a shadow of the real life that I have and that you have in Jesus Christ. When we were baptized, we were buried with him so that we could be raised with him. This is the truth about us. It's a truth that rests on what he has done, not what we has done. What he asks us to do today is to believe it. This body that you see is alive. I know I am. And I know that I am alive in Jesus. And if you believe in him today, I know that you are alive in Jesus. And that is our ultimate identity. We talk a lot about identity today. We talk about racial identity or identity in terms of gender or sexuality or whatever other identities that there may be. But there is one identity that towers over them all. We are in Christ. We are related to our Saviour. And Paul, who wrote this letter that we read from, was very keen to make sure that everybody he wrote to knew that that was their prime identity. Yes, there were differences between them. He goes on to write about that in the letter. There are differences of age. There are differences of gender. There are differences of social status. And Paul writes to people differently. He writes differently to women as to how he writes to men at one point in the letter. To children differently to how he writes to their parents, to slaves differently from how he writes to their masters. Because just because we are all one in Christ doesn't mean that we all have to do the same things down here. In today's world, there is a difference between black and white. There is a difference between male and female. There's a difference between gay and straight. And we need to work out what that means in terms of practice, how Jesus wants us to live. So when Paul writes to slaves, he tells them at that time the right thing to do is to submit to their masters. Not because their masters had any right to be their masters, but because they were to love them. And Paul tells the masters that they have to treat their slaves differently from how everybody else does. The point of our identity in Christ, though, is to express that ultimately there is a perfect unity. It's there in two of our verses today. Here, Paul says, there is no Gentile or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. Add whatever distinguishing marks that you want to make out from today's society. Christ is all. Christ is in all. And later he says that we are to love because love binds things together in perfect unity. If our hearts and our minds are set on Christ who is above, then our aim is to promote that love, that oneness, that unity that Christ has declared. That's why there is so much positive instruction within the reading today about love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, putting up with each other, forgiving each other, and above all, loving. And there are things that are to be put down: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, etc. We are to gaze upon Christ. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is the waymaker. He died. He rose. He lives in us. Today, let's put our hope in him. Let's believe in the wonderful work that he has done for us. So I invite you today to say that big yes to Jesus. You will find that 10,000 reasons to praise him that was in the song that I briefly sang earlier.
You are here, working in this place.
some notices this morning. We are continuing to review when will be the right time to reopen our church building. Our feeling at the moment, having taken advice, is that the services we could offer in the church would be very different to what we would normally do and wouldn't fully be church as we understand them, and that in some ways it's better that we keep doing this online for the moment. But please do stay in touch. We'll keep you informed. If you've got any comments, do let me know. In the meantime, thank you to everybody who's working so hard at keeping in touch. We do have a church WhatsApp group. If you're not part of that and you want to be part of it, please do let me know. It's a great way of getting information out quickly. Also, please do keep checking, if you're able, the church Facebook page, because notices are regularly going up there of what is going on. We want to keep praying as a church. One of the ways we do this is through what we call the prayer chain. This is a way of getting prayer requests, which may be of a confidential nature, out to people in the church under strict GDPR regulations. If you have a prayer request that you would like the church to pray for, please do let us know. If you'd like to be part of this prayer chain, again, please do let us know, and we'd be pleased to speak with you about this. As always, I want to say a little bit about money. We're so grateful to everybody who has been giving during this time. If you are able and you'd like to give, the best way to do it is by a bank transfer. Ask us for the details, please. Or alternatively, if you write a cheque and post it through my door, then that would be great. May the Lord bless you today. We come to God in prayer. First of all, we pray this morning for those who are bereaved. Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We pray your comfort on those who feel the pain of loss and separation today. We pray for those who have financial and employment concerns today. Father, we pray that you will supply the needs of all whom we know and love. And Father, that you would make us all generous. Father, we pray for those who feel the pain of separation. We pray for those who are fearful of what the future holds. We pray for those who are making decisions about the future. We pray for the leadership of this church as we think about how to move forward. We pray today for those who are rejoicing, for those who are sad, for all connected with schools as holidays begin or are about to begin, for those who are taking back responsibilities that they used to have, and for those who no longer have those responsibilities. Lord, have mercy upon us all, we pray. Lord, we all have concerns today, and in a few moments' quiet, we offer them to you. We pray for our government, for Boris Johnson and all who work alongside him, for our mayor, Andy Burnham, and all who are alongside him, for our local councillors in Middleton and Chadderton and the other areas where we live and work. We pray for those places in the world where there is a resurgence of the COVID virus, for those who are poor and have so little defence. Father, we pray for our mission partners. Lord, we pray for BMS World Mission and the people that we know through that. We pray for the projects that they are involved with around the world, in places like Nepal, Uganda, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Mozambique, Thailand, and Tunisia. Father, we pray that you would keep people safe today and that what they do will make a big impact on all aspects of people's lives. And Lord, we pray for them and for us all that we will be able to represent you well in all things. God of all mercy, draw close to us. God of all comfort, teach us what it means to keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. May we understand the truth that we died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. May we have all the qualities that the chosen people of God, who are holy and dearly loved, are able to have. And above all, that we may learn and understand more and more what it means to love. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. Amen. Well, thank you for being part of our service today. May God's grace be with you in all that you do.